Hey, all you nerds out there, are you looking for more wrestling content or podcasts? Then go on over to Facebook, Spotify, iTunes, Twitter, and SoundCloud, and check out NXT and We with PJ and Brett. These fellow nerds review every single NXT episode and also have their very own wrestling interview series, among other fun stuff. So go check out NXT and We today with PJ and Brett. Also, A-Rock Designs. I want to take a minute to give a quick shout out to A-Rock Designs. That is spelled A-R-O-C-K-K Designs. A-Rock Designs is ran by Ashley Rodriguez. She makes all those cool wrestling cups you see floating around. So if you want to get your hands on any custom merchandise, hit up Ashley Rodriguez at A-Rock Designs. If you can think it, she can make it. Last but not least, do you love wrestling and do you want to talk more about wrestling? Then head on over to Wrestling Review Society on Facebook. WRS is ran by my good friend Kevin Rodriguez. Kevin interviews your fave pro wrestlers every week and has the most amazing free, that's right, free giveaway. All you have to do is join Wrestling Review Society on Facebook and you could be the next big winner. This week's episode is brought to you by Design by Dunbar. If you need a logo design, flyers, e-commerce, website, or anything at all, go check out Designs by Dunbar at www.facebook.com/designbydunbar.
What's up, everybody? This is DL Hurst, and you're listening to the Nerds of Wrestling Podcast.
What is going on, Nerds of Wrestling? Welcome to another bonus episode of What's Up Wrestler, a podcast by Nerds of Wrestling, hosted by your boy, Justin Del Rio. If you didn't know that, well, I don't know what to tell you. My guest at this time is DL Hurst. What is going on, man? How are you today?
Not much, man. I'm good. Just going through the regular quarantine stuff. I worked out this morning, went to get my weekly groceries. Now I'm kind of just chilling, talking to you.
Sounds good, man.
How you been doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing busy, very busy.
Yeah, you're talking to a lot of people.
God, it's crazy, man. But I love it. I love it. It's a lot of fun. I love getting different personalities, you know, on my podcast, and it's a lot of fun, bro.
That's all that matters, man.
Exactly. What else have you been doing during this whole craziness?
I bought a bicycle.
There you go.
I bought a bicycle, so I've been riding with that. I'm really big into Pokemon Go during all of this because, like, there's like a walking path. So me and the girl, we go and walk for like, I don't know, an hour or two a day. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I couldn't really get into Pokemon Go. There's a lot of people who like it, but I'm like, no, it's just not for me. You know, I think I tried it once.
For everybody, for me, I played it a lot as a kid. So I kind of, once it came out, I was like, I gravitated towards it because it reminded me, it was like a nostalgia kind of deal.
Yeah, it's a classic, man. It's a classic. I think it came out like 4 years ago, and it just...
Something like that, yeah.
Took off and everything. But yeah, man, let's talk about Mr. DL Hurst, man. I want to know, the nerds of wrestling want to know what made DL Hurst become, you know, DL Hurst.
Well, DL Hurst, it's a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff went into that. Like, obviously, as far as getting into wrestling myself, I've watched it since I was two. It's been the one constant in my life as far as it goes is, like, I've done a lot of things throughout my life that I enjoyed, but the one thing that stuck around was wrestling. So I wanted to be a part of it. And luckily enough, I was able to find the right wrestling school, New England Pro Wrestling Academy in North Andover, and I was able to become, you know, who I am today. I grew up with not a lot, and it kind of built this, kind of put a chip on my shoulder as far as working for everything that I feel I should be able to earn myself. I don't want really anything given to me, and I think that's shown throughout my wrestling career as far as I've worked for this. I've worked for everything that I've been given, and I'm not going to stop that anytime soon as far as all this stuff ends.
Yeah, man, you're absolutely killing it in the indies, man. You wrestle for quite a bit of the promotions out there. After you got done with your initial training, you know, how long did it take you to get booked after your training?
I think so. I started training at the end of 2015. I took a little break after a month or two, and then I started back up. From initial training, I would say about a year and a half. But if you don't include the break, probably like a year, I'd say. About a year before my first match. My first match with Chaotic Wrestling was the Chaotic Countdown, the big Royal Rumble that they put on every year.
Now, and you wrestle for Chaotic quite a bit.
Correct, I'm the New England champion.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. I was after you stepped foot into Chaotic Wrestling, you made a name for yourself. They finally gave you the title shot. What was that like for you?
Very kind of humbling. Kind of put all the work that I've put into my own career into perspective as, like, I've earned this, and now other people see that as well. So I hold Chaotic Wrestling and the New England Championship there very high, in a very high regard. And I just want to kind of bring a lot of attention to it, you know? I want to make myself as champion worth what it is, you know? I don't want to go by as some, like, hey, here's the title, just do whatever you want. Like, I want to make it mean something.
Yeah, I unfortunately don't, I'm not able to go to a lot of Chaotic shows, but I've been to one, and it's so fun, it's so cool. Chaotic Wrestling, man, is a good promotion out there.
Chaotic Wrestling, it's a good promotion, and they've been around for a very long time. I think it's either 2000 or 2001 that they started. So it's been around a long, long time. A lot of stars have come through there. Tommaso Ciampa, Sasha Banks, Donovan Dijak. Obviously, like, the names pretty much are endless, the names that came through there. So it's a lot of history there, and it's continuing now with the people that are there currently, you know. A lot of big stars in the indies go through there, and they have their own thing going, you know. They tell stories. Like, they tell stories, and that's what sometimes is missing in independent wrestling.
Yeah, it is. You don't see a lot of it, unfortunately. You don't see a lot of storylines and stories being told in the indies, like you said, which is being missed sometimes. Has there ever, like, what are some matches that you could recall that just really stuck out to you in your career?
In my career, just with Chaotic Wrestling, or?
In general, you know, because I know you wrestled for, you know, Blitzkrieg, Northeast Wrestling, Chaotic. You wrestled in all of them.
Yep. You know. So a couple of the matches that I held in very high regard is, number one would be when I won the New England title for Chaotic Wrestling against Brandon Locke. He has been wrestling, I think, for not necessarily for Chaotic the entire time, but at least as long as Chaotic has been around. So to be able to wrestle someone as seasoned as he is and as knowledgeable and good as he is, and to come out being great, like, given the New England Championship, that was huge. The reaction from that is something I'll never forget. Because when it happened, I think I watched the footage of it around, like, 50 times that night. So I hold that match in very high regard. Some matches that I've had for Beyond Wrestling I hold in very high regard. I got to open American Rana at Foxwoods.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was really cool.
Yeah, it was me up against Layla Hirsch. After that match, I mean, the match was good. I really enjoyed it. But after that match, a lot of the Beyond Wrestling regulars came and talked to me during intermission, after the show, whatever, throughout the night, and they, like, shared how emotional they were that I was able to do that with them. I worked really hard, and it was shown to me that it was appreciated by giving the opportunity to open up their biggest show of the year.
Yeah,
they had the faith in me to be able to do that for them, and I'll never forget that. When I was told, like, I think it was a week and a half, a week, 2 weeks away from the show, and I in my head, I had already known, like, hey, I'm going to go help out. I'll be there for whatever they need me. But I think I was out going to, actually no, I know where I was. I was at Barnes and Noble. I forget why I was there. I think I was getting a book or something, but I got a message on my phone from a bunch of people saying I was like trying to be reached. Someone's trying to get a hold of me. It was nice. And I look at the messages and it says that I'm going to be have the opportunity to open up American Rana. And I was speechless in that moment. So to have that kind of moment and have my work be appreciated, kind of validated what I was doing. So I hold that match in very high regard. Being able to wrestle Wheeler Yuta at Beyond Wrestling was very special to me. Is a long time friend of mine since, I don't know, I'd say 2017, maybe 2018. He's always had faith in me as far as my work ethic, my wrestling ability. So to be able to wrestle him and get the reaction we did at Beyond Wrestling during Uncharted Territory was awesome. And besides that, like, I always hold Blitzkrieg in high regard because I have a big spot there, fortunately enough. I get to be the hated bad guy.
Yeah. But everyone loves you. Everyone, you know, always goes up to you after your matches. You know, they talk to you. They buy your merch, you know.
Right. And obviously I appreciate that. But with what they're doing for me is they're giving me a spot to showcase what I can do. And kind of early on in my wrestling career, they did that with me as well. And I've always appreciated it. They gave me a spot when I didn't necessarily earn it. And thanks to, at the time, I got in there because Joey Eastman and Max Mashmaster, they kind of saw something in me. And they gave me a spot in one of the matches on the shows. And I kind of, from there, like the snowball just kept rolling. I showed what I can do. I guess I earned it. I do think I did earn the spot, but it wouldn't have been there without them giving me the opportunity. So yeah. I'll always hold them in high regard as well.
That's awesome. How long did it take you to get booked, you know, in Blitzkrieg, not Blitzkrieg, and, you know, Beyond after your initial training?
Blitzkrieg. Max Smashmaster is one of the trainers at New England Pro Wrestling Academy. I was training with him and he kind of pulled me aside and was like, hey, I know someone that can get you into Blitzkrieg, which was Joey Eastman. They were good friends. So he kind of referred me. So it was a lot earlier than what normally would be the time to get into Blitzkrieg. So I'm thankful for that. So it was a little earlier. I don't remember the exact day that I started in there, but I'd say probably within like 6 months of my first match, I had wrestled for Blitzkrieg. For Beyond, I think I had my first match in May of 2017. My first match at Beyond was, I think, in May of 2018, if I'm not mistaken. It was a New England Mania pre-show for, I believe, no, that's not true. I thought it was Keith Lee's last show there, but it was in Rhode Island, and there was a New England Mania pre-show, and it was me and Brett Domino against the Hoods in a tag team match. It was pretty cool.
Great, man. Yeah. That's awesome, you know. And then obviously after those, you know, matches, you're just, you know, your career started taking off from there.
Right. And I've also had, like, to go back on holding matches in high regard, I got to wrestle Gangrel for Limitless Wrestling, who also Limitless Wrestling has done a lot for me, especially currently with what's going on with COVID-19 and everything. They have this series on IWTV going called Pandemic at the Dojo.
Yeah.
I think it's the final episode is airing this Tuesday, but they've given me a spot to showcase my wrestling and myself essentially by being featured on that a lot. And Randy Carver, the company he has up there is huge, and to be able to put that on, especially with what's going on, is amazing. But he does it, and he does it because he loves wrestling and he wants to help a lot of people. I started there a lot earlier probably than I should have as well, thanks to Anthony Green. Anthony Green brought me and Brett Domino up there to be his kind of security deal before he got the Platinum Honeys coming along.
Nice.
Yeah, but I started there a lot earlier probably than I should have as well. But I learned a lot by going there earlier because I was around like the kind of roster that they have. They bring in stars, and I was able to learn from a lot of them. And I can't thank, obviously, Anthony Green and Randy Carver enough for giving me that spot.
I've heard a lot about Limitless Wrestling, and you were, you know, talking about the pandemic at the dojo. What are, you know, I saw some matches on there. You wrestled Love Dog. What are some other matches that you had the, you know, privilege to wrestle?
With the series that they have going on now with the pandemic at the dojo, yeah. I wrestled Rip Bison last week. It was a number one contenders for the Limitless Wrestling World Championship. And I also wrestled Love Dog. I only had the two matches.
Oh, okay.
Right, but they've let me present myself, obviously, in promos and everything, which has been a big, big help for me.
I've been trying to keep up with them. You know, it's a lot. It's a lot, man. Like, I feel like every day it's like something new on Limitless. Oh, some more matches. Okay, let me check them out.
They've been putting a lot of stuff out, which is luckily a lot of wrestling companies have been doing that because people need wrestling at this time. Like, people, like, a lot of people are going crazy trying to stay home, and me being one of them. But with having new wrestling and, like, even the older wrestling that's on IWTV, you're able to kind of connect to something that you're not able to connect to physically by going and streaming all these shows, which I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, no, I like it. I'm enjoying all the wrestling. You know, I was saying on my a few other podcasts where, you know, WWE is trying their best to, you know, do what they can with what they have during these tough times. Have you been keeping up with WWE at all?
Yeah, as much as I can. As far as like watching WWE, I'm not somebody that doesn't tune into that. I enjoy it. That's where I want to be. So it would be dumb of me to not pay attention to it. But they've done a lot with what's going on right now, and you can't help but commend them for it. Like, well, I don't know if that's the right word, but you can't help but applaud them.
Yeah, like, tip your cap and everything. Yeah, like, tip your hat.
What is it?
I know, I just said, like, you know, tip your cap to WWE.
Exactly, because they're doing the best they can with the situation that's going on.
Yeah.
And that's all you can do.
It's the best you could do. You know, like I said, I'm not bashing WWE, but in my opinion, I just can't sit down for 3 hours and watch Raw with nobody in the building.
I get it. Luckily, WrestleMania, when they put it on, it was split between two nights. That helped a lot.
Yeah, 100%. Yes.
Yeah.
It was good. It was good. You know, that was a good mania. I enjoyed it. Who are some wrestlers in the WWE you looked up to while watching before you started wrestling?
Before I started wrestling?
Yeah.
So growing up, I mean, I've watched since I was two, so I've gone through a lot of people. When I was super young, like as a kid, I was into Macho Man. But what really kind of hooked me into wrestling was the Attitude Era. Stone Cold, The Rock, Kurt Angle, Jeff Hardy specifically, like all the crazy stuff that would go on just draw me in. It was what made me love wrestling. So that's kind of who I looked up to more recently before I started wrestling. I'd say I liked CM Punk. I liked just the big characters in WWE. Like the Boogeyman was always entertaining. JBL, Triple H.
Yep.
And especially looking back now that I know more about wrestling now than I did, I can go back and appreciate how good JBL was at getting hated.
Yes.
I can go back and look at like the things that specific wrestlers did that at the time I was like, I don't really like that wrestler. But now I look back and I'm like, wow, that's insane. They're really, really good.
Yeah, 100%. I said the same thing about Edge. You know, I was like 11 years old when when I first started watching wrestling, and I hated Edge. I couldn't stand him. You know, I was
always
like a big
loved Edge.
Yeah, I was a big John Cena mark, and I just
of
hated
course, yeah,
Edge.
yeah, yeah.
You know, of course, you know, every like I think everyone was like a big Cena mark at one point. But
yeah.
You know, like you said, you know, going back and watching it with the knowledge you have now, you're like, oh, okay, that was cool. That was awesome.
Exactly.
You know, like you appreciate it more than you did at the time because you didn't really understand it.
Exactly.
You know, but yeah, so, you know, awesome wrestlers to look up to, man. We have a few questions on Facebook from the fellow
all
nerd.
Right, all right.
So our first question is from Dan. He wants to know, what was the original plan for the match against the Bouncers when you got injured? And he wants to know if it was the Bouncers.
So, the Closers. It was against the Closers.
The Closers. Okay, Dan, it was the Closers.
So it was Chaotic Wrestling. It was on July 13th of 2018. And the match was me and Brett Domino against Brad Hollister and Hammer Tunis for Chaotic Wrestling. So, everything that happened in that match was supposed to happen, besides me breaking my leg.
Oh.
That happened. The moment I broke my leg was the end of the match.
Wow.
So, like, so to answer the question, nothing happened that wasn't supposed to happen.
Holy shit. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, like, the timing of it was good, and I mean, obviously no injury happens at a good time, but it was good because if it happened earlier in the match, it would have messed up a few things, if that makes any sense. But to kind of counteract that, earlier in the match, like, Brett tweaked his knee, so he had to leave for a little bit, but he came back. So, like, then I go and break my leg. So it's kind of, everyone thinks that some of the stuff wasn't supposed to happen, whatever, but everything, you know, went according to plan.
Oh, fuck. Jesus.
Yeah.
Oof. Oh, God. No, I'm sorry about that, bro. Damn.
No, don't apologize. It's not your fault. My fault. I'm dumb.
I'm assuming that's like the worst wrestling injury you ever got.
Yes. So, luckily, I've been, besides that and spraining my ankle at Beyond Wrestling, I've been kind of lucky with wrestling injuries. So there's that one, there's the broken leg, and then for Beyond Wrestling, I was wrestling Chuck O'Neill, and again, the injury happened at the end of the match, but I did a backflip from the top rope and landed in the ring, and my foot kind of just went.
Oh.
And I'm still kind of dealing with it today. It would happen back on October 10th of last year, and it still kind of hurts to this day, so I don't know how the extent of it. But, yeah, and then besides that, I've been lucky.
Yeah, well, stay safe, man. Like, I hope nothing else happens, bro.
I'm doing my best.
Yeah, good. Another question is from a fellow nerd. How did you come up with your wrestling name?
I have the help of a few people. Luckily, DL is my initials, so that in itself was easy. But the Hurst part of it, I have thought of it myself. However, I did get help from one of my trainers to kind of be like, hey, that's the route you should go as far as a name. So,
D.L. Hurst, I like it. And, like, you know, it was kind of easy for you, too, because those are your initials, like
exactly.
You said. So you didn't have to, like, tweak too much.
Right.
There you go. What are some dream matches that you would like to wrestle in indies or any, I'm assuming anywhere.
So as far as dream matches go, unfortunately, before I started training for wrestling, I did not know independent wrestling was a thing. So I started wrestling without knowing about certain wrestlers. So I can't look back. Obviously I can watch like old footage of everything and fall in love with it, but I don't have that same sentimental, like, memory of being like, oh, I wish I could wrestle him someday. Oh, I could wish I could wrestle him someday. The dream matches I have are people, like, I'm friends with. Like, I would love to be able to wrestle my trainer, Brian Fury. I would love to be able to wrestle like other people that have come up through the school, like Christian Casanova. But I kind of just roll with the punches. When an idea is presented to me, I either get excited, I go with it. Like I've never not been excited to wrestle somebody, fortunately enough.
You never wrestled Casanova?
No.
What?
I training like here and there, but I've never been able to wrestle him on a show, unfortunately.
Well, god damn it, man. That has to get booked like now.
I would love for it to happen. Yeah. He's doing some really good things. He's really, really good, and I would do nothing but learn from it. So
yeah, he's killing it, man. He's so good, you know.
Yes.
You know, so good matches right there. Some awesome dream matches I would love to see. But I could have sworn you wrestled Casanova. But look at that. I learned something new every day. What is some advice that you would give to up-and-coming independent wrestlers who are looking to, you know, do what you do and do what big names do?
So the only real advice I can give to someone who wants to become a professional wrestler is find a very good school. I will recommend New England Pro Wrestling Academy. It's the only place I've ever gone to train. And the track record for them speaks for itself. They train the right way. And they put the time and effort into you that you put into training for wrestling. So if you want to be a pro wrestler and you're ready to put the time into it, that's where you should go, because they're going to put the exact amount of time and effort into you that you are into wrestling. But also to wrestler people that want to be wrestlers, that a lot of people have to realize that it takes up a lot of time. Weekends, weeknights, training, everything. It takes up a lot of time, and people don't realize that going in.
Yeah, I feel like some people who want to be wrestlers just, you know, want to make, you know, a quick buck and go, oh, okay, I'm going to wrestle, and, you know, don't realize what it takes.
Some people, like, you can't fault people for wanting to live their dream.
No, of course not, yeah.
If you want to do that, go right ahead. But make that known at first, you know? If you don't want to put the time and effort that some other people are putting in, just make that known. Make that known. Because you don't, some people don't say that. Some people don't come in and they put out there that they want to, you know, do big things at wrestling. But in reality, they just want to do it for maybe the social setting, maybe the exercise, or maybe anything like that. And I'm not going to say people get hurt, but there's always the chance that people could get hurt from wrestling. Wrestling is very dangerous. And if you're not safe, and if you're not putting a good effort into it, some bad things can happen, and that's not good.
Oh yeah, you know, I wasn't bashing anybody's dream over there.
I'm not saying you were at all.
Okay, God, I'm gonna make sure I'm on the same page over here. Like, oh wait, I hope I didn't piss off D.L. Hurst.
No. Somebody, it takes a lot to make me mad. I'm kind of just a laid back person. It takes a lot to anger me.
Okay, good. All right, cool. You know, like, what about bookings? Like, what are some advice that, what is another one, a piece of advice that you want to give, that you could give to someone who's not really getting booked much and could try to change that?
If you're not getting booked somewhere, there is a reason. That's something that I've had to come to terms with myself as well. There's places that I want to be and I'm not there yet, or I'm not there as often as I would like to be. So it's something I've had to come to terms with me. You always have to be training. You always have to be working on yourself to better yourself, better your character, better your wrestling ability, better your physical appearance, better your like in-ring skills, get more in shape. Because sometimes you never know what it could be that's holding you back.
Yeah.
But as far as if it pertains to newer wrestlers, obviously all of that stuff still applies, but going places and helping out, a lot of the reason, I would say my ability speaks for itself as well, but a lot of the reason I got that opportunity at American Rana last year was because for season one of Uncharted Territory, I think I missed one show. I was there every week helping out if I wasn't wrestling. And even if I was wrestling, I still tried to help out as much as I could. And that was appreciated. That's why I got that opportunity. That's huge at a lot of places. It gets seen, it gets appreciated. A lot of places that I wrestle at, including Northeast Wrestling, I was given opportunities because I was there. It was kind of right place, right time. I was there to help out, and they needed somebody, and I was there. Luckily enough for me, because Northeast Wrestling is, you know, is a good place to be. Obviously, you go there, you know what they have to offer.
Oh yeah, it's great.
And to be there as a wrestler and be in that locker room to learn to wrestle in front of the crowd is huge.
I love that advice, especially when you said, you know, when you mentioned just go to the show and just help out, because, there's a lot of stories where I heard, you know, the same thing. Like, hey, I just went, I helped out, and I was able to get some opportunities.
Yeah, luckily. You know? It's a lot. It goes a long, long, long way as far as being you're there to help out as opposed to, hey, I'm here if you need me. A lot of people don't have that mentality. And I've been applauded a lot for just going and, like, not expecting anything, really. I go and I help out, and if something happens, that's fantastic. But I go with the mindset that I'm going there to earn a spot. I'm paying my dues to, at some point, be used, hopefully, in that company. Because putting up a ring is not easy, and when you don't have a lot of people to do it, it's even harder.
Yeah. So. Yeah. What are some, like, challenges that, you know, when you did able to help out, what are some challenges that, like you said, with the ring, were there any other stuff that was, like, you know, kind of complicated about it?
No, I've put up, my share of rings in my career so far. But no, there's nothing really that's the thing. There's nothing really complicated with going and helping out. And a lot of people have the mentality that they shouldn't be doing that or it would mean nothing, but
what?
I'm kind of firsthand evidence that it does do something, at least. So I don't know.
Yeah.
There's nothing really challenging in lending a helping hand.
That's a weird mindset to have. Like, whoever says it shouldn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like, no, like you're speaking on.
Some people think that way, and that's fine. If they want to think that way, and if it works for them, that's fine. Like, go along with whatever you'd like. But some people just think that way, and I'm not one of them. So,
well, I love that, bro. Outside of wrestling, what does D.L. Hurst like to do?
Well, I kind of dove into it a little earlier. With what I'm doing right now, I wake up. I have a daily routine. I wake up, I eat a big breakfast. I work out. I ride my bike, and I play Pokemon Go.
There you go.
Yeah, I used to be in a band, so I'm really into music. But I don't play anything now. I more just listen to it, and I'm kind of inspired by it, listen to it, enjoy it, all of the above.
Have you been watching Netflix at all?
Yeah. I've been into, obviously, the Tiger King thing, but I don't want to talk about that. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was a while. Waste of time.
What did you say?
No, I said it was like a waste of time. I watched it. It was just crazy.
Yeah, it's just crazy. You can't turn away from it.
Yeah.
But I've also started watching Ozark. I'm past season two on that now. I'm also watching, like, the old series of Yu-Gi-Oh! The TV series. I'm rewatching that. I'm watching the old Pokemon show because, again, nostalgia is huge. I've watched, like, random movies here and there too. I'm kind of just tuning into everything that I can, just to keep myself busy.
Yeah, there you go. After this whole, you know, this whole thing is over, what are some goals that you want to just accomplish?
Wrestle.
There you go, wrestle.
I want to wrestle. I want to wrestle everywhere. I wrestled for company AIW out in Ohio before this all started. A few weeks before everything happened, I took a ride out to Ohio with Nick Stapp, and I took part in a tryout camp out there. I worked through it. It started at noon and ended at around 6 o'clock, and it was just a lot of wrestling, a lot of learning, a lot of good experiences that I got, and I ended up getting to wrestle on that show.
Oh, awesome.
because I know a lot of people that wrestle out there, and it's somewhere I want to be, and they knew that. So they put in word for me, and luckily I was able to wrestle. So I want to get out to, I want to get out there more. I'd like to wrestle in the Midwest. I want to be a big part of Limitless. I want to be a big part of Beyond Wrestling. I want to continue as the New England champion at Chaotic Wrestling when that starts up, because I've had the title for over, well, I know it's over 200 days. It might be over 250 days now.
Nice, man.
Yeah, but I don't, like, I've defended the title at every show since then, but at the same time, I don't think I have enough defenses under my belt, so I want to get that total up. I want to bump that number up a bit. Yeah, I just want to be a big part of wrestling, man. I enjoy it.
Well, man, I wish you all the luck after this whole thing is over. I really do hope I see you at some more shows, man. I just want to, hey, man, I just want to say thank you again for being a part of this episode today, man. Thank you for coming on.
Of course. Thank you. Thank you. I enjoyed it, man. I enjoy talking to people in this time a lot more than I did before. Obviously, I enjoyed it now, but I enjoyed it before. But now it's kind of like a breath of fresh air, I guess.
Yeah, I love that. Before I let you go, bro, drop some plugs. Where can the Nerds of Wrestling find Mr. DL Hurst?
So on Instagram and Twitter, it's DL_Wrestles, and on Facebook, it's just DL Hurst. Yeah, find me on there, add me, follow me, anything. I post some stuff sometimes. You can interact with me if you'd like. I might interact back.
You might, big might. Yeah. Hey, man, thanks again for coming on. Stay safe
Thank
out there.
For having me.
Yeah, no problem. Stay safe. Keep washing your hands, and we'll see you soon.
Of course. Thanks, man. You too.
All right, buddy. And that concludes this episode on the Nerds of Wrestling podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe for more future episodes. I'm your host, Justin Del Rio. Peace out, nerds.